I'm Marjorie Punnett.
I'm Elizabeth Reese.
This is The Nest, our mini-sode that's all about the delightful and delicious things that make our homes just where we want to be. And Elizabeth, we were talking to Amy Thielen, Chef Amy Thielen, last week, and I just finished her book, Give the Girl a Knife.
Give a Girl a Knife, isn't it so good?
It's so, so good, and it made me so hyper-aware of the importance of food when you're raising your children, not only for nutrition, but for authentic connection and food sensory memories. And so I wanted to talk today about food memories and how important they are to our nests. And I know you've got some. I actually had to call my kids this morning and say to them, hey, do you have any food memories? Because I don't. And they did. So let's talk a little bit about, I'm sure you have some, and I'm sure you have some pretty good recipes to go along with them.
I do have a couple of things. You know, I'm big on food memories. I remember the first thing that my mom really taught me to cook on my own was homemade mac and cheese from the Betty Crocker cookbook. And like the original Betty Crocker cookbook, my mom's copy is so stained, Marjorie, and both of the front and the back hardcovers have been ripped off. My dad has like duct taped them together for her. And what's so funny about it is so many of her recipes, like our family recipes, came from that cookbook. And it's just what you can imagine, where it has all of the notes that she makes, you know, where she would be like, on the apple pie recipe, she would cut the sugar, or on different recipes, she would increase certain things.
Oh, I love that.
So what's funny is my dad actually looked several years ago at trying to get her a new copy of that edition. Like, she didn't want the new editions. Mm-hmm. She wants that edition. And they're like hundreds and hundreds of dollars on eBay.
Oh, because so, they mean so much to so many families.
Yeah, and they're out of print, and so you can't get them. So I love that she has that book, and I'm sure at some point my sisters and I will be arguing over who gets it, and we'll have to, like, you know, just trade off custody of the book. But she taught me how to make the homemade mac and cheese in that, which was the trick is to making the cheese sauce is to make a bechamel. So you do a roux with flour and butter, and then you add milk, and then you whisk that together until it thickens, and then you add in cheese. And I remember her being like, you have to whisk it. You have to whisk so much, because you don't want to have any lumps in it. You want it to be smooth, and that flour will be lumpy if you don't whisk, whisk, whisk. And every time I make a bechamel sauce for whatever reason, or a roux of any kind, I always think of my mom being like, you really have to whisk this
whisk,
a lot.
Whisk, whisk. But see, that's
it. You have to whisk it a lot. Yes. So I'm trying to pass those same food memories on to my kids, and I love cooking with my kids. I'm not a person who gets super freaked out about a mess in the kitchen, much to my husband's dismay, because he's like, this is such a disaster. And I'm like, oh, it's fine.
No, it's good.
But I just love for them to be involved in it. You know, Frankie's 2.5, and he is, I mean, on the cusp of being able to make his own scrambled eggs entirely.
This, like, is good.
He
this
whisks
good.
The eggs, he puts in the salt, puts in the pepper, and then does it all on the stove. Now, I'm supervising, but he does a great job. So the two recipes that I will recommend that I am loving, and that my kids, I know, are, it's being, they're being like cemented in their minds, is the carbonara. That's Bernie's favorite food.
Yes.
And we've talked about that before. She came on Twin Cities Live and made it. It's her favorite carbonara. It's basically like a fancier version of the Betty Crocker homemade mac and cheese.
Very nice.
It is so delicious. And when I tell the kids that we're having carbonara for dinner, they lose their minds. And what's so funny, Marjorie, is they're the only dinners that no one really speaks at dinner, because
they
are
just eating.
Eating. Like, eating. And Bernie will sit there with just noodles hanging out of her mouth, and she, her whole body just leans into it, and she just is loving every single bite.
Oh, that's great.
It's so cute.
That's great.
And then the other trick, the thing that I like to do is I love to make pancakes for the kids. And I love this recipe from the blog Cookie and Kate. It's pumpkin pancakes
from
this blogger. And it's really great because you use canned pumpkin, so they get veggies into their breakfast. But then it's pumpkin pie spice. They smell amazing. And I'll usually make a double batch on a Saturday or a Sunday. And then I just put all of them in a container and then we can just microwave them throughout the week and they can have pancakes for breakfast every single day without us having to make it. But they love, like, one of them mixes up the dry ingredients, one mixes up the wet, and then we pour it together and they think that that's so much fun.
And there's nothing, I really do love the smell of pumpkin.
Yes.
I love that smell, whether it's pumpkin pancakes or pumpkin muffins.
I know.
That, again, goes back to that strong sense memory. So I was really thinking, Elizabeth, like, did I ever bake or make something with my mother? And we talked a little bit about this on the podcast with Amy Thielen about how in my family, I really feel like cooking skills just skipped generations.
Right.
I had very, very strong women, but I think women who wanted very much to be out of the kitchen. And I know my mom cooked. I mean, my dad did too. I know there was cooking happening in our house. I just don't think I was in tune with it. And I don't think it was a family priority other than with my father a little bit. Like, he made great chili. I remember that. I remember him soaking bratwurst in beer. Like,
yes.
I can remember sort of those warm comfort foods. And I have more memories of him cooking. Like, there was always bacon on Sunday morning. Always.
Great.
So, but that was my dad. And so I was thinking, do I have any memory? And the only memory I could come up with was around the holidays, we would make with my mom those Scandinavian rosettes.
Yes.
I don't know why. We're not Scandinavian, but that's... But I think she liked, so that's like, I have that one food memory. And then I was talking to my boys because I was like, did I pass anything on to them? And the answer is no. But I said to Gar this morning, I said, now mind you, he's 28 years old. I said, Gar, what are your family food memories? And he said, well, I do remember I'd be coming home from swimming and Dad would always be making something. So I remember that. But he said, primarily my food memories are Chipotle, Noodles and Company, and Highland Grill. And then this is the part that warmed my heart. He said pancakes after swimming practice in the morning. And that was because his swim team, they practiced just a couple blocks from our house. And I would be doing the radio show upstairs. And the boys would come to our house and Gar would make everybody pancakes.
Cute.
And so his memory is his own food memory that he was providing to his teammates. It was nothing I was really involved with, although I benefited from the smell when I was doing the radio show up in my home studio. But that was, and then when I called Campbell, this is even sadder, Elizabeth. Campbell said, and I woke him up this morning, he said his only food memory was like, if he had to have a really strong sense memory, was Healthy Choice TV dinner. I thought, oh, this is not good. This is not good at all. So
that would crush my soul if that happened to me.
A little bit. It is a little crushing. And so what I vowed, especially between now having known you for so many years and seeing sort of the beautiful work you do in your kitchen and then reading Amy Thielen's book, which I have to say, if you have not read it, Give a Girl a Knife. It's so, so good. And it's so inspirational that I am vowing to be a grandmother that cooks.
Oh, my
gosh. So someday, if my children ever have children, and I was telling my kids this, that like, I'm going to make stuff and pretend that this is how I've been all along. So I'm going to say to my grandchildren, oh, this is what I used to make for your father.
And
I'm
this
just
is
gonna
and
lie.
What'll be so great is that you'll tell the grandkids that, and then your legacy will live on as being a great cook, and it'll be phenomenal. And your sons will never be able, like, they won't be able to set the record straight because your grandkids will love you so much that they would never let that happen.
Yep. Isn't that brilliant? I'm going to rewrite history. So I have to start cooking. I have to prepare now, but I'm very excited about the fact that I can rewrite my culinary history.
I think that's good stuff. And you know what? If that's his memory of learning to make pancakes and then serve them to other people and feeling the joy that came from that, I think that's a pretty solid food memory. Campbell's is a little sad, but Gar's is really great. And so I feel like that's hashtag balance, Marjorie.
Hashtag balance. Well, I think what
happened is Campbell's the really good cook of the family. So that was the outcome of Healthy Choice Memories, is he decided to create some of his own dishes and his own food memories. And he's a very good cook. So hashtag balance. I like that.
Hashtag balance. There you go. Okay. If you're enjoying this podcast, please subscribe wherever you get your podcasts and write us a little review at Apple Podcasts.
Find us on Facebook and Instagram at Best of the Nest, or go to bestofthenest.com to receive our newsletter. We are the podcast that brings you home.